If you want to know where somebody is at in their spiritual life, listen to where they place the word "but" in their sentences. Praise the Lord. You know, God is good, but life is tough. Jesus is a healer, but I'm really sick. The worship service was really good, but I'm still depressed. So their "but" is in the wrong place. I'm sick, but God is my healer. Listen to me. What you say after the word "but" is the direction you're heading in. This is really an important little truth to get. Listen to your own language. I'm telling you that where you determine to go, where you set the compass of your life, is where you're going to eventually end up.
Amen.
If God is the source of my life, if He's my Savior, my strengthener, my whatever, then that is what happens after the word "but." I am in trial. I'm in tribulation. I'm in difficulty. There are financial issues, family issues. This is reality. I'm not saying play a game of ignore it. There are theologies out there that are the equivalent of denying reality.
Yes.
You sweep it under the rug and shh, don't say it.
Yeah.
Well, that's stupid. Just put it in the right part of your sentence.
Yeah.
Things are tough, but God is the strength of my life.
Yeah.
This orients you to Him, not to yourself, not to your enemy, but to the Lord. And what? It puts you in a place in the Spirit where you remain a student in the school of the Spirit with your Bible open, your heart open, and God is able to bring you the resources that you need on whatever level that you need to get them. Do you understand that? You become a magnet in the realm of the Spirit for the resources that you need. And everybody that I've ever known in 35 years now of walking with the Lord, anybody I've ever met will verify that truth, that you attract or repel according to the attitude of your heart.
Amen.
If the attitude of your heart is, yeah, but God is going to deliver me, that creates, if you will, a spiritual magnet that is attractive to the Holy Spirit, and God brings people to you, or brings you to people, or opens up doors or situations and circumstances. You end up a meeting and there's some crazy Jewish guy preaching and it's just what you needed to hear and you didn't even know what was going to happen, but you knew you had to be at the meeting that night.
Amen, amen, amen.
Or you're going to a hotel because you're on a business trip and you hear noises coming from some meeting room. And you walk in there and you open the doors and boom, you're in another kingdom. It's like, whoa, what is this place? Who are you people? Follow what I'm saying to you? Because something in your heart, the attitude of your heart that says, yes, I want to grow up and I want to help other people grow up, you become a magnet in the realm of the Spirit. Watch this. You also repel the things, automatically you repel the things that God doesn't want in your life, including certain people. So you change by a thought in your own head. You change, just one thought. You didn't say anything to anybody. You're in a meeting, you repent, you just change a thought that says, I'm no longer living for myself. I'm going to live Jesus for you and be a disciple of your kingdom. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm heading. And all of a sudden, the next day, all of your friends, or many of your friends, or some significant people in your life, don't like you anymore. And they turn on you. And you wonder, what did I do? You didn't say anything to them. Nothing changed except what went on in your heart. And all of a sudden, things change. Now they're looking at you like you're playing on the other side. I was living for the devil and so were you and now you're not. Why? And you didn't tell them that you repented. You didn't tell them that you consecrated your life. You smell different.
Come on now.